Extensive work will soon take place at the boatyard near the Nolan Center. The boatyard project has gone through a series of phases over the past decade. The current phase will be to make use of the entire property and add new utilities. Harbor Master Greg Meisner says the key aspect of the project will be to upgrade to new utilities throughout the boatyard so all boats can have electricity.
There's approximately an acre of sawdust fill area between the museum and our boatyard, and the project will excavate all that material, put in fabric, drainage, put in new rock, all the utilities and electrical, and it also includes storm drain throughout the yard. There's a whole bunch of new storm drains to go in and new utilities everywhere. So what you'll see when you go out there by the end of this year will be where the rows of boats are now will be like a sidewalk between those with all brand new pedestals, just like what you'd see on the dock, a nice box with the twist lock power receptacles. And so basically every boat will have electricity.
Meisner said inadequate power has been a major problem for the boatyard. He says the new improved power source will draw more boats to the yard.
This will put meters at every spot there's going to be a boat. There'll be a power available for the boat. And when people are looking to store a vessel, some like to have heaters or dehumidifiers, things like that, and they do need basic power. So if they can't get that, they won't come out of the water in some cases. So I think you'll see an increase over the next couple of years. This project will probably add around somewhere between 20 and 24 new spaces for boats to be stored. So I think we'll be a full yard in another year or two in the winter here.
The project is expected to be completed by mid-October of 2011 and is estimated to cost $2.5 million. The other project up for bid is Phase 3 of the Heritage Harbor Project.
The breakwater was done in 2005. The first phase of the floats was done in 2007. And this last summer, the second phase and last phase of the floats was completed in May. And now the third phase is the uplands. Asphalt in the entire parking lot from basically sea level all the way over to our boat launch, all the way out to the beach. There'll be sidewalks, storm drains, some lighting. And again, if bids come in good, we hope to get the restroom facility put in there.
Meisner says if bidding goes well, they will have extra money in the budget after paving, for restrooms, and possibly to start work on the Mariners Memorial. The Heritage Harbor project is estimated to cost around $2 million. Work is expected to be finished before next winter.
Obviously, the restroom we need to go in first. So if we have extra money, can pull the restroom off, get the restroom facility put in, and if there's enough money to do the memorial, great. And if not, we'll get part of it done because, again, the spoils have to go over there. So we'll start that fill project anyways.
The next meeting to discuss the projects will be April 7th. At that point, contractors will be awarded to the projects. Meisner expects work to start on both projects by mid-May and be completed before the end of the year. For KSDK, I'm Charlotte Duran.